Welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, here with our host, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. And we're also joined by Lou Ann Crane.
And Dr. and Ryan, yesterday we had just a fabulous lady, a dear friend of mine, joining us by phone, Fern Nichols. She is such a prayer warrior for the next generation of young kids. And I just want to repeat, this woman has really molded my own personal prayer life as a mom.
Well, Lou Ann, she has a million friends, so yes. You're among many who love and care for this lady.
Yes.
And having her here really brought back all those memories from our early days when we first met. Before I knew Fern, that was back in 1984, I asked you to do something for me. I asked you to call and get acquainted with her and then to come back to me and tell me whether or not she would make a good guest for our program. And what she did that day was absolutely wonderful.
Well, it was quickly evident that you two are kindred spirits, Doctor.
And we still are, have been for all those years. That first radio program that we did was on the topic of praying for our children, which is the theme of her life. She is dedicated to that cause. We're talking about Fern Nichols, who's the founder and president of Moms in Prayer International, and she is a well-known author and speaker, and she's married to Arlie, and they have four married children and eight grandchildren.
Well, Dad, I also want to let our listeners know, if they didn't hear yesterday's program, please visit drjamesdobson.org or our Family Talk app to get caught up.
Well, Ryan, that was really good stuff. Fern, I am so pleased to have you back with us. And you have some ladies with you who work with Moms in Prayer. And why don't you start by introducing them to our listeners?
Doctor, have you noticed that Fern never travels alone? There's always a herd of women around.
The follower. She's the guru.
That is true.
That's true.
Well, actually, I need them. And God is so good to provide. I'm going to introduce to you two women who actually work at Moms in Prayer headquarters, and then two Moms in Prayer women. Cindy Deneve, she is the Director of Communications at Moms in Prayer headquarters, and I just want to just say a little something about Cindy. She is a young mom, you know, as we pass the baton on to the next generation. She is really in tune with the young mom, and she has the skills that we so needed, and we didn't even know we needed them. And then Esther is new to our headquarters, and she works with Cindy. And then we have Tawn, who is a mother of six. Two college-age students, and she's in a college Moms in Prayer group, and she's homeschooling the four younger ones. And then we have Sharon. Sharon is a teacher. Oh, my goodness. And I can't wait for you to hear this teacher who teaches kindergarten in the public school. So these are my precious little people that are with me today.
Cindy, we're going to start with you. How did you start praying in a Moms in Prayer group, and what got you involved in it?
When my son was in first grade and my daughter's 4 years younger, I would walk him to school. And after all the kids had gone off to campus, I would stand at the corner with the crossing guard, who was a strong Christian woman, and we would pray. And we would pray for about 5 minutes until my little, you know, toddler would start fussing, and then off we would go. And we saw God do amazing things just from that 5 minutes of prayer. And she had heard of Moms in Touch at the time, and my sister was super active in her group's Moms in Prayer group as well. And so we're like, you know, we need to start a Moms in Prayer group for this school. And we did. And just those answers to prayer were amazing. One of the key things that really brought me to Moms in Prayer is, you know, a lot of us moms have those stories that, you know, something happens in our lives that we so need to be our kids covered in prayer. And I was in lots of Bible studies, and the prayer time of Bible studies, you know, is always sweet, but we talk for, you know, maybe 20 minutes about our prayer requests, and then we pray for maybe 3 minutes. And I really needed to cover my son in prayer. He had, in first grade, you know, in kindergarten, he got these academic awards, and everybody thought he was so gifted and so funny and so bright. And then in first grade, at the beginning of the school year, I was put, I don't know if I can say this without crying, but I was putting him to bed, and he said, "Mom, why am I so stupid?" Well, I am going to cry. you know, it just broke my heart. I mean, and stupid was the S word in our house. We didn't even say that word. And there was my precious child, who everyone says was so bright and gifted, saying that about himself. And after much testing, we found out he had dyslexia. And so to be able to pray for him, and I can, he's a junior, going to be a junior in high school now, and to look back and see those millions of answers to prayer, as we pray, you know, that he would love God with his heart, mind, and soul. And then especially Ephesians 2:10 is that verse that I've been praying a lot for him, that he would know that he is handcrafted by God himself for a specific purpose. And to be able to pray those scriptures over him and to see from first grade now to going into 11th grade, how God has transformed him into this godly man who loves people. You know, that's all because of God's answers to prayer and because of those women that have come alongside me all these years praying for him. And now we can look and see, wow, look at what God has done, and that God gets all the glory.
You know, Cindy, what you just said connected you with thousands of parents, probably most of them mothers out there, whose hearts are breaking because their kids are struggling and who are not doing well academically or socially or physically. They have all kinds of problems. And it is so comforting to be able to bring those concerns and those anxieties and that love into a prayer relationship with another mother who shares it with you, or, of course, to bring it to the Lord and leave it at his feet. I appreciate what you just said because of its applicability in such a broad context. Esther, you joined Moms in Prayer because of Cindy, didn't you?
I sure did, yes. It's actually kind of a funny story. yes, I dropped my kids off at a homeschool class, and I remember very vividly walking back to my car, kind of looking down, being in a heavy mood because my kids were going through a very difficult time. And Cindy kind of dragged me to her car, and I thought, oh, we're just going to have a little chat about something light. And then the next thing I knew, there was a Moms in Prayer session going on in her car. And I thought, oh, okay, I don't know what this is, but I'll sit and listen. And, you know, I had never really, I wasn't raised in the church, and so I didn't know what praying out loud corporately, the whole concept really was prior to that. I had prayed for my kids alone before, but really it was transformational for me. Moms in Prayer honestly has changed my life, I can tell you. Well, I listened for a long time in that car. I listened to their prayers. I didn't pray out loud for a very long time. I remember Cindy was very patient with me. And I listened to the prayers, and it was amazing, just feeling the burden as they prayed for my children just lifting off my shoulders and understanding the intercession, how powerful that was. And just I remember crying in the back seat and just being so amazed at the power of God.
Esther, speak to the woman out there who's kind of shy and easily intimidated, and the thought of coming together with prayer warriors who have had many, many years to talk to God out loud and in front of other people. And they've heard what we said today, and it sounds so good and so encouraging, and they'd like to be part of it, but they don't know how to get over the fear factor.
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Dobson. I was in that boat for a long time. And even the thing that freed me was, the first of all, you don't have to be fancy in your speech. The other women are so gracious, and God does not want to hear fancy speech. The women in the group say that. This is not about how you say anything. There's no formula. It's about just saying what's on your heart. And you, to this day, women just say simple prayers. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. And what comes out, any way it comes out, is accepted beautifully. It can be a couple of words. It could be, you know, as they call it, popcorn prayer sometimes, just a phrase,
Esta, I am so glad you said that, because that is a key point. A bunch of us here are talkers, and we have this passion, but that mom who says, I could never do this, we want her to come and mm-hmm. absorb this. And very quickly, describe what you mean by popcorn prayers. That is a great point. We're not looking for 4.5 minute, fancy
monologues.
Prayers here. Right.
Yes. Being covered in prayer when we pray for something specifically or somebody, we pray for one aspect at a time. For instance, we pray, if I pray for Cindy and she's going through something, I can pray for her if we're praying for her health. And then somebody else can pray that maybe she'll have peace, that she'll feel better for tomorrow. In other words, we pray for different aspects of her health. And so we have one or two sentences per person. In other words, it's just popping up a couple of phrases at a time.
Mm. Sharon, I know that you're there in the studio, and you're a kindergarten school teacher. What's it like to be a teacher in a Moms in Prayer group who's praying about your own school?
Oh, I couldn't use enough words. It's just such a blessing. Knowing that people are praying for me as a teacher is huge. I know I can do what I do because people are praying for me. And then I'm in a college and career age, actually, praying with a group that we've been together since our children were freshmen in high school.
Do you ever take prayer requests back to your Moms in Prayer group and say, I don't want to name him, but I have a little boy whose parents have just divorced and he misses his father so much and he's just going through a lot of stuff, or I have one child that's just out of control. It's obvious that
yes.
he has really been
yeah.
through some tough times. Or a child who comes in with a black eye. Mm-hmm. The kids need prayer. Every single one of them needs prayer. Do you ever go back and say, this is my prayer list for my class?
Oh, yes, because I have so many little broken lives, mm-hmm. and I carry them in my heart. And when I do go back to my group of ladies, I will, like you say, I don't mention a name, but I'll just say, would you please pray for so-and-so? Their family might be in just going through terrible, horrible things. And this little person is just lifted up before the throne of God. And I have seen changes in my own classroom. It's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point too, Sharon, because we don't want to just pray for our own kids. You know, we talk a lot about how we pray for the child who's being bullied. We also pray for that bully, because it's uh-huh. very likely that his mom is not, or if she is, mm-hmm. her heart is breaking. So we just want to extend that net even wider and cover all of those hurting children out there.
Exactly. In fact, I did that exact thing with my oldest daughter when she was in kindergarten, and there was a little boy that was doing some naughty things. And she and I, my little kindergartner and I, held hands and we prayed for him. Mm. And she was able at 5 years old to see changes, and it came out as love instead of hating him. It was really beautiful.
What you have said here reminds us that we need to be praying for the teachers. This
Please.
Is not an easy time to be a school teacher. I used to be in the public schools. I taught junior high science and math when I was 24, 25 years of age. And I would have loved to have had somebody praying for me, because I was in a kind of an inner city setting, and those kids had such needs. It was just incredible. It'd break your heart. And just to have a group of moms out there who are holding me up in that assignment, mm-hmm. man, what a wonderful thing.
And if you could just see the look on this precious teacher's face and the excitement that she has for this next year, room of children that she can love and pray for, they don't know that. But what's so exciting to me is that Sharon today represents all of our Christian teachers who are salt and light in the classroom, just in their modeling of how they respond, how they love, how they come alongside, how they care. I mean, here she and these other teachers meet every single week crying out to the Lord for their the precious children that God has given them that year.
Well, and Fern, as part of the protocol that we pray through, we specifically pray for teachers by name. So even if there are not praying teachers like Sharon in the school, we will go through at the beginning of the year, we get that list of every single teacher and staff member, and we divide them up. And maybe next week it's going to be, we're praying for junior high English this week. And those teachers get prayed for by name, including for their salvation if they are not yet believers.
Yes, that is what I love about this ministry. We are evangelism praying ministry. The first thing, if we do not know a child or a teacher loves Jesus, we pray that they turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. It's an exciting thing for us to know that our prayers make a difference in the life of that teacher as we, in unified prayer, say, "Oh God, soften the heart of that teacher to want to know you so that when the word of God is spoken or read, it will land on soft soil."
Ton, we're approaching the end of the program. I want to make sure we hear from you. What has been the impact of Moms in Prayer on you personally?
Dr. Jim Dobson is just tremendously impacted my life. As a matter of fact, I'm in the same group with Sharon, and being around with all of these mature, older women just really helped me, offer me a lot of godly advice, pray over me, really helped me a lot.
All of a sudden you have friends that care about you, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And your children.
And my children, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think for me being homeschool all four adopted children with lots of issues, I just really, for me, is I'm really needed it.
Well, I want to commend you for doing that. That's a tough assignment.
It is. Yeah, this is my first year, so it's been tough. So I needed a moment in prayer.
I bet you a lot of people are praying for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Fern, as we come down to the end of the program, comment again on how you love these ladies and why you asked them to be here. They've got a heart for kids, for families, and for the Lord. You must be very proud of them.
You know, I just say, God, I just look at these precious women and see how the Holy Spirit is transforming them, and that God in His goodness would bring them to this ministry, not only to pray for their children in the schools that they go to, but also to outreach and tell others. Because really, this ministry is one mom telling another mom. Because, you know, we do this, which is just absolutely wonderful, and I'm so grateful for this media, but truly it is that one mom who says to another mom, "I want to tell you about how prayer in Moms in Prayer has changed my life. It has taken me from fear to faith." And as the beginning of the school year starts, I mean, we have some moms that are very, very fearful. And when they get with other moms to pray according to the will and the word of God, with other moms carrying that burden with them before the very throne of grace, her fears turn to faith.
Well, what a wonderful thing you're doing, Luann, you started to say.
Well, Fern, just before we go, I do want you to make mention of an event coming up in churches around the country. I think it's on September 16th. Talk about that.
Oh, we are so excited about this. It's called Bless Our School Sunday. And so last year, I think we had around 800 churches that on the third Sunday of September, and this year it's September 16th, they take 2 or 3 minutes during that body time of worship when the church meets, and they pray with their congregation in one accord prayer for the children and the schools of their community. So we are asking God, oh Lord, thousands of churches on this day all unite with one voice for this next generation of children. So we are very excited about how God is going to bring many, many more churches alongside of us with this endeavor for every child in every community to be prayed for by the body of Christ.
We really do love and appreciate you so much. And, of course, you know my wife Shirley is chairman of the National Day of Prayer, and prayer is the centerpiece of her heart. And I wish she could have been here today because she would have loved it. Well, Fern, I think it's entirely appropriate that we end these two broadcasts by asking you to pray for our listeners, those that are really struggling. Pray for this ministry, if you will, and, of course, for Moms in Prayer.
Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, you are our God who is able to do anything. And Father, you know those precious moms and grandmas out there who are really carrying huge, heavy burdens for their children and grandchildren. And you care, and you tell them, cast your care upon me. You say to them lovingly and affectionately, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. And so, Father, I thank you for birthing this ministry, Moms in Prayer, that's exactly what women can do. They can come together and share their burdens through prayer. You did not want us to be alone and isolated in raising our children. You gave us the body. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray with all of my heart, would you please, Holy Spirit, touch the hearts of the Christian women that truly this is the best ministry that they can be a part of. This is the greatest love gift that they can give to their children, are their prayers. And Father, we pray blessing upon Dr. Dobson and all those that work with him. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to use his voice to strengthen the family all over the world. And Jehovah Jireh, you promise that you will provide him with all that he needs physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And Lord, you promise that you will provide financially what is needed in order for this voice to be heard, your voice. Bless him indeed. Thank you for this time. Thank you for the women today that were touched by your Holy Spirit and will start praying in a group. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
What a precious prayer, Fern. Thank you so much. And we express our regards to you all, and let's do it again.
I would absolutely love to. Lord, your will be done. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dobson.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson. Luann and Ryan, that interview, that time together on both these programs has meant a lot to me personally. But I know it's also meant a lot to a particular woman who's listening to us. In fact, there are thousands of them. These are ladies who don't make friends easily. Mm-hmm. These are ladies who are lonely. Mm-hmm. These are ladies who are overwhelmed by the responsibilities of motherhood. And some of their kids are struggling. And their husbands are busy. And they feel like the weight of the world is on them. Get in touch with Moms in Prayer.
That's right.
There are women there that can put their arm around you and become your friend and pull you in and then take you to the throne of God. What a great idea.
Absolutely.
What a wonderful program. And I am just so pleased that we were able again to share this with our listeners because this is such practical information.
And what binds those women together, Doctor, is that shared burden for their children. We did not mention it today, but I want to close out by just citing the theme verse from Scripture for Moms in Prayer. It is Lamentations 2:19. Arise, cry out in the night as the watches of the night begin. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to him for the lives of your children who faint from hunger at every street corner. Again, that's in Lamentations. I can't tell you the number of times that personally as a mom, I have done that. I have poured out my heart like water before the Lord for the lives of my children.
Well, I had six or eight prayers in front of me today. We didn't have time to include them all, but I wish we could, because this is the heart of God.
That's right.
This is what He wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that we got an opportunity to do it. Thanks for making that phone call clear back in the 80s with Fern Nichols.
You asked me to do it, Doctor. I'm glad I did.
And did it again today.
And it was a pleasure then, and it's a pleasure today, to introduce our Family Talk listeners to this Moms in Prayer ministry. If you know a mom or a grandma who lives in a small community that doesn't even have a prayer group, but it's time for them to start one for their school, connect with us at drjamesdobson.org, and we have a link on how you can get started.
And if you're interested in plugging yourself into a group in your area, that information is also available on our website. Fern mentioned Bless Our Schools Sunday, which is September 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives churches worldwide the opportunity to pray for children and schools. So to find out more information about how to be prepared for this upcoming event, give us a call, 877-732-6825. Or again, there's a link on our website at drjamesdobson.org.
And at that same website, you can find out what Fern is up to today, even request a copy of her Moms in Prayer ministry booklet. Once again, drjamesdobson.org.
And while you're on our website, would you consider partnering with us financially? All you have to do is click the Donate tab at the top of the page, and we would really appreciate it.
Certainly would. Thanks so much for joining us today, and do return next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not affiliated with Focus on the Family.